Hey, welcome. This is your intermediate Ableton lesson on arrangement checkpoints for drum and bass. I'm going to walk you through a fast, practical workflow that you can apply right now to tighten arrangements, control energy, and make your tracks DJ-friendly and punchy. No fluff, just usable checkpoints, device chains, and hands-on fixes you can do in the arrangement view. Let's get into it. Start by setting your tempo to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot we'll use. Create the basic tracks, a drum rack for drums, an audio track for breaks and sampling, an instrument rack for bass, an FX track for risers and impacts, a pad or lead track, and three return tracks, reverb A, delay B, saturation slash distort C. Group drums and breaks into a drum bus and the bass into a bass bus. On the master, insert utility first. Then glue compressor set gently to about 2:1 with a 10ms attack and auto release for roughly 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then EQ 8 with a light low cut at 20 Hz, and finally a limiter with a ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Keep gain at 0 for now. Next, create arrangement locators. These are your checkpoints. Right-click the timeline and add locator. Name and place them like this. Locator L0 intro at bar 0, L1 build at bar 16, L2 drop at bar 32, L3 main at bar 48, L4 break at bar 80, L5 second drop at bar 96, and L6 outro at bar 128. Color code them by energy. Pool colors for low energy, warm colors for high energy, so your eyes can scan the map fast. Tip: use 16 bar increments for planning, and keep your intro and outro at least 32 bars for DJ compatibility. At each locator, you'll run a short checklist. I'll explain the practical actions and exact device ideas you can apply immediately. At the intro checkpoint, strip back for DJs. Keep kick, cats, and a simple loop. Duplicate your drum loop. Mute bass and heavy elements, and on the bass send use utility to pull it fully down until the drop. Put an auto filter on pads and high pass at around 200 to 400 Hz to reduce muddness. Automating a small reverb send, from 0 up to about 10% over the intro, gives atmosphere without smearing the groove. Label this locator clearly and make sure this section loops cleanly for 32 bars. At the build checkpoint, you want tension. Introduce a filtered riser built from white noise routed through an auto filter with an LFO sync to quarter notes and an increasing cutoff. Add reverb with a size around 40% and decay near 1.6 seconds. For snare rolls, duplicate your snare into MIDI. Program 1/16 or 1/32 rolls, add velocity randomness, and run a beat repeat send with grid at 1/32, repeat set to 3 or 4 repeats, and chance around 40%. Automate send levels and riser volume to increase perceived tension leading into the drop. At the drop checkpoint, the first hit needs to be massive and clear. Use an instrument rack with at least 2 bass chains. Chain 1 for sub is a sine or triangle from operator or wave eatable with a low pass near 150 Hz, and set utility width to 0 so the sub is mono. Chain 2 is mid grit, a band passed saw from wave eatable into saturator with drive around 3 and soft clip. Then EQ out the deepest low so it doesn't compete with the sub. Put the mid grit chain to a distortion return for parallel grit. Sidechain the whole bass bus to the drum bus kick with a compressor ratio around 4:1, quick attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 120 milliseconds. For extra punch on the first bar, add a transient enhancer effect on drum bus or push the transient knob on drum bus briefly. At the main or groove checkpoint, focus on micro variation. Change one percussion element every 8 bars, swap a hat pattern, or nudge a tiny fill. Use beat repeat on a return for glitch fills with interval set to 1 bar, grid 1/8, chance between 20 and 40% and a short gate. Keep variations small but meaningful so the groove stays fresh over long runs. At the break checkpoint, pull energy back. Low pass the bass to around 60 to 80 Hz or mute the sub entirely for a few bars to make space for pads or a vocal bed. Use reverb with decay between 2 and 3 seconds, but keep the wet level must, around 25 to 30% on the pad track. Automate an EQ sweep across mid frequencies to create movement and bring focus back to the melody or a vocal sample. For the second build and drop, make it darker and heavier. Increase mid distortion. Shorten snare reverb decay for punch and add a pitch down riser. Take a hit or one shot. Automate a pitch envelope down between minus 18 and minus 36 semitones over 2 bars and send it to grain delay and pitch mode for a shattering effect. Tighten your drum bus settings for more aggression and consider slightly shorter release times on the sidechain compressor to make the bass pump harder. At the outro checkpoint, prepare DJs, strip elements down gradually until you're left with kick, hat, and a loopable groove for at least 16 to 32 bars. Don't apply abrupt automations at the end. Make the exit mixable. Now the essential technical checks you must run at multiple locators. Mono compatibility. Insert utility on the master and toggle width to 0 to listen in mono. Anything that drops out needs rebalancing or phase fixes. Subclarity. Put a spectrum on the bass bus and make sure 20 to 60 Hz content isn't overloaded. Keep headroom so the mix still has room to breathe. Peak headroom target. Keep about minus 6 dB headroom on the master before mastering. For phase and masking in the low mids, use EQ8 in mid/side mode and carve 300 to 800 Hz out of conflicting elements by 3 to 6 dB if necessary. A couple of consolidation moves you should use as hard checkpoints. At bar 48 and again at bar 96, consolidate or resample drums plus bass into a stereo stem. Export or freeze and flatten these stems as snapshots. Also duplicate the full groups and label them V01, V02 before big edits. These snapshots are lifesavers when comparing variations. Build a transition toolbox rack you can reuse. This audio version is shortened for playback.